from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry calls for war crimes probe into Russian activity in Syria.
These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
Secretary of State John Kerry, as he described the acts that have compelled him to call for an investigation into Russia's actions in Syria.
Last night, the regime attacked yet another hospital, and 20 people were killed and 100 people were wounded. And Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women. These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
Mr. Kerry said this is a targeted strategy to terrorize civilians and to kill anybody and everybody who's in the way of their military objectives.
And those who commit these would and should be held accountable for these actions. They're beyond the accidental now, way beyond, years beyond the accidental.
An agreement between Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov last month would have created a new counterterrorism alliance in Syria had fighting stopped for a week, long enough for humanitarian aid to reach affected areas. Neither condition was met, and those airstrikes have continued. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Diplomatic efforts between Ankara and Moscow are predicted to get a boost when President Vladimir Putin visits Turkey on Monday. But differences between Ankara and Moscow over the war in Syria, as well as Turkey's moves to align itself closer to Saudi Arabia, threaten to overshadow Putin's visit. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Vladimir Putin's decision to attend the World Energy Congress in Istanbul is the latest effort to repair relations after Turkish jets shot down a Russian bomber operating from a Syrian airbase in November. Murat Bilhan, deputy chair of the Ankara-based Turkish Asian Center for Strategic Studies, says Putin's visit is an important step in improving ties.
It's a follow-up visit of the Erdogan visit to St. Petersburg. While certain normalization has taken place already to get the relations back on track again.
Those positive developments are predicted to be around energy cooperation. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Observers point out that Erdogan's decision to ease Turkey's demand for the immediate removal of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was a key gesture toward Putin. Also reports that Turkey is considering reducing support for the Syrian rebels. Hurricane Matthew continues to unleash powerful winds and heavy rains on the southeastern state of Florida, while the death toll continues to mount in storm-ravaged Haiti. The National Weather Service said Matthew, which has weakened to a Category 3 storm, is hugging the coast of central Florida as it moves north-northwest, packing maximum sustained winds of 195 kilometers per hour. President Barack Obama.
Our thoughts and prayers are with folks who have been affected. It's even if the damage in South Florida wasn't as bad as it could be, there are people who've been affected, and for them, they're going to need help.
One of the areas bearing the brunt of the storm is Brevard County, Florida, where NASA's Cape Canaveral is located.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2016 to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos.
That is the chairwoman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Kasi Kullmann-Feiva, announcing the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize to the president of Colombia, Juan Manuel Santos.
La recibo no a nombre mío.
He says, I don't receive this in my name, but in the name of all Colombians, especially the millions of victims from this conflict we have been suffering for more than 50 years. Colombians, he says, this is for you.
Colombianos, este premio es de ustedes.
Even though the peace accord with the FARC rebels was rejected in a recent referendum, he's promised to revive the process.
That's the latest world news from VOA.